From Shrooms to Skyrim, with Matthew and Colin.
Fuck yeah. I only take shrooms all day.
This is episode 175 of From Shrooms to Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram, featuring Sean and Carlos. The show neither about shrooms nor about Skyrim. Those are just the motherfucking parameters. And now here's a word on our sponsors.
God damn it.
This episode is brought to you by Sandbar, Coconut Grove, 3064 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133, Home of the Fish Taco, Happy Hour, Monday to Friday, 3 to 7, Taco Tuesdays, Tacos Half Off, Sandbar, Coconut Grove. This episode also brought to you by The Last Carrot at 3133 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Family owned since 1975, your go-to place for fresh, wholesome eats. The Last Carrot.
What'd you say to me?
It's too fucking early.
No.
It's either too late or too early. Used to do it perfect. It was like, family owned.
Yeah, it could be better. Yo, we'll talk about it later. Don't worry about it.
You did it in the middle of owned.
I don't know, dude. I like the advertising mixtape. I'm not going to lie, dude.
That shit's gas.
That was a pretty sick mixtape. That'd be sick, dude, if dudes stood outside of, like, Targets and they just gave you an advertising mixtape. You'd just be like, yo, shout out these companies, dude. Oh, my God.
And you're like, people jamming to the advertising. I mean, they do it anyways on the radio.
Bro, that's a great commercial, honestly, yeah. For, like, an advertising agency.
We'll do this for you, dude. This is how much we want your business, dude. And it's just like those dudes in New York who are just like, yo, here's my mixtape, son. They just put it in your hand and then they say $10 after. You're like, I thought this was free.
You put it on a QR code and like inside of a donut hole, like a painting, something really cool and appetizing. Everybody's gonna want to get up in there and check out what it is. Boom.
A donut hole, huh?
Or a glory hole.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Something that looks enticing.
A glory hole in Israel is just for little circumcisions.
They don't do any crazy shit over there. If you see that, it's purely
medical and spiritual.
Yeah, they don't do anything crazy. What are you talking about?
It's like a circumcision vending machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it should be quick. I mean, it looks pretty quick.
Should be just like a cigar cutter.
I wouldn't know because I don't remember.
Yeah, I heard. Dude, imagine remembering your circumcision, dude.
Well, there's people that get it. There's adults that get circumcised because of like foreskin issues.
We have a friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shit's crazy.
Yo, and then you get the phantom limb where you feel the foreskin that isn't there anymore
because you lived with it.
No way, dude.
Man,
you feel the air there for the first time.
Yeah, I never asked them if the sensation is different.
I mean, apparently it is. I would assume. The article say. So.
Yeah, but he would know.
Yeah, it's true.
Our friend would know. We should ask him. Be like, do you nut faster now or do you nut slower now?
Yeah, we should do a documentary or something.
Yeah.
Next guest.
You guys our next guest. He'd be like, so how old are you when you got it?
So we brought you here today for a specific topic.
Called an episode, Cirque des Survivors.
Yeah, dude.
Damn. He likes Cirque des Survivors. That's awesome.
Don't call me Sir. Call me Cirque Survivor.
Yeah, dude.
Big Cirque.
The pullback.
So you're leaving to L.A. tomorrow?
Yeah. Yep.
You got some shows out there?
6 a.m. Yes, sir, dude. Well, you got some L.A. shows lined up. Actually, I don't know the venues of any of them. One's at a coffee place outside. It looks sick, though, dude. I think it's 420 friendly, so I'm stoked about that.
You guys know where to check it out. He does not sure where it's at, but
no
420 friendly.
It's at, dude.
Coffee shop and it's
you
outside.
I'll post about it on my Instagram. That's it, you know.
What's that Instagram?
Magic City Pacino. Let's go, nice. Dude.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah, dude. Some people
fucking bend over and suck his dick while you're at it, man.
some people just
that
call me
that. Depends if he's circled or
what,
not.
What, Magic City Pacino or Pacino?
Yeah, some people just call me Magic City Pacino. Like they don't know my real name. Like some people don't even know my name.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, I don't know if that's sick or if it's not, dude. I'm not sure.
Well, in my case, it would be like, hey, the real Carlos Morales. Well, I got hacked.
That means your profile got reach. It's going out in front of you. It's like the motherfucking Harbinger.
I think that's awesome. Yeah, that's a good sign.
I'll take it.
It's getting views.
I'll take it.
And because
well, fuck me anyways. Who cares, dude? Ew. I don't know. I'm a guy, dude. You're not supposed to take too much love, male love, well, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not
fucking gay.
We're actually just patronizing you. We're actually just patronizing you.
Someone call me gay right now, dude. Please.
But no, actually, today being gay is like a really good thing. So I'm going to have to call you straight.
Oh, true.
Yeah, that's the worst thing we could say.
That's the worst thing you could tell somebody. You're
so fucking straight, dude.
You're fucking white and you're straight.
You fucking straight up hetero.
Yeah, yeah. All right, damn, dude. Yeah, I guess
you just lost.
I'm
so
not
many
gonna
points.
Lie. I am for some reason feeling bad now, dude. I am. I don't know why, but I am.
Yeah, that goes for you too, Sean.
Thanks.
Yo, this guy's a fucking hetero. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, like you're at the dinner table with your parents and you guys are eating. Like, all right, mom. Dad?
Well, I think honestly, I
have something I want to tell you.
I'm hetero. Like, oh God, our son
God
is
damn it, Jamie!
Straight.
You've been at Peter's next door every day this week.
We're so hopeful.
This is why we moved to Portland.
Jarrett!
What am I gonna say at the rig?
Yeah, dude.
Hey, Tommy, is your kid out there chasing pussy? Whoop his ass!
Yeah, dude. I think I have a theory though about within the hetero community about who's gayer and who's straighter. Like,
how am I doing
within straight guys?
How am I? I'm dude. If I'm on the Kinsey scale,
well, it depends. It all depends. It all depends.
Wait,
exactly.
So like
I call it the
spectrum.
Mendez scale. Yeah, it's the spectrum. I call it the Mendez scale of gayness. And basically, the way it goes is like how gay you are is all determined by the ugliest chick that you're willing to bang, right? So, like, the uglier chick...
Damn, I'm gay as fuck.
No. That means you're straight as fuck.
No, it means you're straight.
That means you're straight as fuck, dude.
Oh, okay.
What you're willing.
Yeah, if you're willing to fuck, like, a 2 or a 1, you're,
Kim
like,
Chavine.
The straightest guy alive, dude.
Oh, fire,
if
bro.
Fuck, if you only
I'm
fuck, like, 8s and up, you're gay as
I'm
hell,
back
dude.
In it.
Yo, Kim Chavine.
Kim Chavine, yeah. You're up there, dude. You got a lot of tea, bro.
I
you're hella hell.
Dedicated to pussy.
Exactly. If you're willing to fuck a 1, that means you love pussy, dude. You can fuck any girl. You're a fucking true straight
what
hetero.
What happens if Kim Chavine is super hot now?
Like,
yo, that theory makes sense, though, because dudes impossible. That are super picky and always go for, like, 10s, they're usually, like, a little more materialistic. Fucking, I mean, that doesn't
They're a little more
gay,
metro. They're usually
yeah,
a little
metro.
More metro.
That's
you
the
know,
word I
for
wanted.
For sure, definitely.
Young
know?
Metro, don't trust you. I'm going to shoot you.
So, yeah, dude, go fuck some ugly chicks today to prove that you're not gay.
I bet all the ugly chicks are out there like, yeah!
What can I say, dude?
Yo, are they fucking paying you, dude?
That's my sponsor, dude. That's my sponsor.
I don't like ugly chicks when they
ugly
think they're
bitches.
Hot.
Yeah, I'm sponsored by
yeah,
ugly
that's
bitches.
That's the worst.
I hate ugly girls that think they're hot. I like when ugly girls are just normal people. I'm like, I'm not even looking. I'm listening to you.
No, I wish.
I'm looking
wish,
into you. I'm not seeing through
I
you.
I wish beautiful people were just like normal people. I hate when hot people act like they're hot.
Yeah, but fuck them. Who cares?
Well, they're just going to act like they're hot because they're hot. And people treat them like they're hot.
Yeah,
like,
they get more.
It's really, it's difficult to not become a hot person.
No, but
when
then
you,
when
you are a hot person.
You know, I grew up like wanting to hang out a lot with like a certain people and stuff that were like kind of like hotter people, you know? Yeah. And once I was there, I was like, this shit's fucking awkward and gay as fuck, dude. It's not even as cool as you thought it was good. Dude.
They're boring.
I had way more fun with Doctor versus Doctor.
1,000%. Yeah. No, hot people aren't fun.
Doctor versus doctor.
Because they don't need to be fun. Hot people don't have to be fun.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, they could just be.
They're just hot. Dude. Yeah, they're just an object. They're like a vase or a rug that's in the room. It's like, oh, look, there's the hot person. They're not there to bring the time.
Yeah. Pretty aesthetics.
Yeah. They're just kind of a nice accoutrement.
Yeah. We used to like sleep over at our friend's house and throw beanie babies into the fan with
Yo,
the lights off.
Fucking the shit.
And we called that doctor versus doctor.
It's true. You have to try to dodge the beanie babies. And if you got hit, then you didn't make it to the next round.
Yeah, we do that shit with Legos.
Oh, yeah? You throw it at the fan?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. All kids are destructive. We used to also play a game called Thing Run Over. Where we just throw an object, didn't matter what, in the middle of the street and watch a car run it over.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Yo, we used to get bottles from 7-Eleven and just strategically put them in the street so cars could run over them.
Bro.
Yeah.
There was a bush in my backyard. Right now, I used to shoot my BB gun through it and hope that it would hit like a windshield, knowing that there's like a busy street on the other side.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Just a BB gun.
Fingers crossed.
Dude, one time... This one, I don't know if we could keep this in the pod or not.
There's no editing,
bro. Statute of limitations is fine. It's been so many years, but yeah, dude, our friend who the circumcision friend, the circ friend,
yeah.
We were like maybe like 18 or 19. We were at a party and we were like bored, so we left the party. Dude, we went to CVS. My boy fucking lit up a mortar firework. Just fucking threw it inside the CVS, dude. That shit exploded. It looked like a battle zone in there, dude. And we just peeled out. I don't know how the fuck we got away with that. No one got hurt.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. I know exactly which CVS you're talking about.
Yeah, for sure you do. Oh, my God. That was a legendary one, bro.
That's wild.
That's straight as hell right there.
That was straight activities, bro. That was absolutely straight guy activities, bro. Definitely.
So, what was I going to say? So you have some music that you're going to start working on soon? You gonna get back into your music career?
Oh,
or no? At least you get, or you know.
Yeah, man. Maybe we'll I'll start making some tracks again, but like just for fun,
for
funny
satire.
Funny shit. Yeah, just funny shit.
Because if you get back into music, you gotta grow your hair back out like a rock star.
I mean, I think I will be growing my hair out. Perhaps we'll see. You know, it's just once you get to like your mid-30s, you just grow it out just to prove you still can. You know, you're just like, yeah, I still got this.
No, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, exactly. I do it for guys like you. Yeah, dude. I do it for guys like you.
I don't know. I'm just a baby.
Well, we were listening to Ghetto Gestapo at work the other day.
Oh, God.
That shit was fire.
What, dude. Is that
was
him?
Fun, that shit.
Yeah, yo, that shit was gas. Yeah, he produced it. I was saying that's like the OG. That's like the OG bass guy, but I think it came out afterwards.
Yeah, it came out like a little bit afterwards. Yeah.
Was it heavily inspired?
Nah, not really, bro. Nah, it was
because it's like a similar tip. Not saying it's like retarded, but it was like.
Yeah, it was just on some
outlandish.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like no, not really based in like typical hip hop reality. You know.
Yeah.
But Yeah, bro, it was fun. It was definitely mad fun. We used to go to shows and shit and go fucking ape shit insane. Like,
I remember those.
Definitely would go insane. I think we went crazier than like everyone else usually.
Yeah, and fucking Edgar
would just fucking go like hump the floor, just like literally just fucking like.
He would perform half of the lyrics and be like going
and yell.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude. Just, like get in someone's face and just like yeah. It was great. It was fun, man. Very young guy energy, you know. I couldn't do that now, dude. It would feel weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd probably feel a little cheesy.
Well, I feel a little corny, yeah, a little bit.
I was just at Graham's and there's 40-year-olds doing it, 50-year-olds doing it.
For sure. I mean, actually, dude, no lie. The last comedy show that I did at Graham's, I was like out there barking people in, you know. How you gotta do, like, yo, we got a comedy show tonight, it's $10, whatever, just like pitching them on the show. And like I just came in with so hot, with so much energy to this one group. Like I came in, just rattled off a bunch of like quick fucking little bits or whatever. And then the dude just started beatboxing out of nowhere and I was like, wow, what's up? Why are you beatboxing? And he's like, I don't know, dude. It just sounded like you're gonna spit some bars. and then I just started spitting bars.
Oh,
like old school Ghetto Gestapo shit from.
Oh my God.
And they came
hilarious.
Into the show, then they came. They like that sold them.
That's clutch.
Yeah.
That's what's awesome. Man, you know, that's I love that energy, you know, where you're just like, you just gotta get out there, you know, and just kind of and bring them in.
Yo,
people don't understand that.
Is that some like industry lingo? You're out there barking them in?
Yeah. Barking is just basically begging strangers to come.
Yeah, like
pay,
who
want
tamales?
Yeah,
tamales.
Yeah, exactly. I'm that lady on the beach.
Croquetas aquí.
Yeah.
Yo, so how has the stand up scene in Miami been since we saw you last like a year ago?
Well, I don't remember when I last saw you. I was on the Port Vu tip, right?
I
was really trying to push that hard, dude. Yeah, caught on, dude. That did not catch, bro. I was like, yeah, Port Vu, my guy, is gonna be the next cool lingo. Say touching tookus. It's gonna be a big fucking.
Oh, tookus. Yeah. Tookus. Nah, it didn't take off. Tookus didn't take off.
Nah, it didn't really take, dude.
But I love the energy, man. I love the energy you put behind it, dog. You know what I'm saying, dog.
You gotta just get into something. You gotta like try to get into something every couple of weeks, every couple of months. Just like force yourself to get like really commit to some bullshit.
Yo,
your bits
and your skits have been fucking hitting, dude.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Beep boop, beep boop, bop boop.
I've been
boop bop. Yeah,
at work, I do this thing. I say it.
You say what? Taupena? What is that? Is that Taupena.
Being a tupido, papa.
Oh, estupido.
And that's saying a tupido. And yeah, I worked at a restaurant before.
There's a guy.
And everybody was saying it because that's what I used to say. I used to say like this Guatemalan person I was imitating.
Nice, nice.
It was pretty racist the way I was doing it, but whatever. Being a tupido, papa.
Starting.
And everybody just started calling each other stupid. And like, you know, someone says something stupid and you go, being a tupido.
Bro, I started
saying
that. Everybody starts
laughing.
Shit.
And everybody starts laughing because it was a tupido. But you have to take the E out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or even the S, like tupido.
You invented the show me your penis game at that restaurant. Remember in Waiting?
Oh shit!
Oh god!
That's what you did, dude.
Yeah,
you did that, dude.
Yeah, I was the guy. Metaphorically,
first restaurant I got hired at, I'm like, so when the fuck do I show my dick? Like right away. I was ready. They're like, yeah, it's fucking not real. You've ever seen Drumline? It's like Nick Cannon.
You know Nick Cannon had to get diddied for that movie?
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Yeah, he put up.
And the guy that played the bass drum?
Every time there's.
You know he got diddied.
Oh, what? He was like.
He got diddied.
The Southeastern Asian kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, was he Asian or white?
I don't remember.
No, he was like Indian.
Well. Oh, no, he was white, dude. The white guy, the bass player. Yeah, white kid. He was white. He's a white kid. Yeah.
No, he's the Indian kid.
He was 100% white.
There's no Indian kid in Drumline.
Yeah, the Indian.
He's not Indian, bro. He's a white kid.
No, he's not. He's Indian.
No, he's not.
Oh, my God. I'm looking it up.
Dude,
now. It
looked like Andrew Garfield.
And he's like, hey, check out my thing. And he's like,
yo, son, stop trying to whitewash everything, dog.
Yeah, bro.
White it is what it is. This was the early 2000s.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was a white guy, dude, if I recall. I remember watching that movie on the bus to Orlando on our school trip in like sixth grade, dude. What times, dude. That movie playing, the Bloodhound Gang in my fucking speakers.
Yo, saying
it's a white guy, right?
Yeah, it's a white guy. Dude, it's a white guy. Yeah. I mean, he's just got big eyebrows, but I don't know if that makes him Indian.
Now I can see his face the second you said big eyebrows. I remembered his face.
Yeah, I don't think it makes him Indian at all, dude.
Wait, so that made you remember him as Indian, Carlos?
Is on the eyebrows?
Yo, this guy is Indian.
No, he's not, dude.
That guy's not Indian?
I can see why you think he's... No, he looks... No, that's a white guy. It's just a spray tan.
I can't see it.
You know, you ever seen Short Circuit Part 1?
Oh, yeah. Well, that guy is fucking Indian.
Wait, no, he's not. Which he's
that rope? No, the robot. Wait, the robot's
wait,
Indian.
Wait, which one of those guys is supposed to be Indian?
Johnny number 5.
Not Nick Cannon.
Johnny yeah, number all right. 5.
Yeah, that guy's a white actor.
A white dude.
No, I'm saying with the robot's Indian.
No, Johnny 5?
Johnny 5's Indian, for
hey,
sure.
Birdie.
He's Indian, bro. You didn't know that?
All right, but the guy in the first movie, the Indian dude, is doing a brown face.
Oh, he's doing brown face.
It's the bad guy from Hackers.
Okay. He does a good one, though, dude. I do remember him. Johnny number 5. Dude. My friend, Johnny number 5. I got to stop touching my dick, dude. I've been called out for touching my penis, dude. Well, dude. One time I was on stage, and I was like fucking like just kind of like fiddling with it or something. And this chick was like, can you stop doing that? And I was just like, sorry, I'm insecure. Bro, think it's going to fall off.
I feel you, man. I struggle with the same shit.
It's not that bad.
I get caught.
You don't know
what
I'm going through, lady. I just got the circ.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. It's a subconscious thing.
You know, I usually get really mad when people keep doing that in front of me.
Yeah, you do.
People are like, because I don't want to see you touch your dick.
No, I get it.
It makes me like, cool and thing. Then it looks like, and then you catch me looking at your dick. Because what the fuck are you doing down there? You pulling out a gun or something?
You know, sometimes
and
just
then
gotta,
you guys make eye contact.
You got to make sure
weird.
Everything's still there.
You know that's you do, it. But right when you're about no, to do it, you look your homie in the face, you go like this. You go like, lock in?
Yeah.
No, that just and means just that you gotta.
You know, while you're like, you make them lock in, and yeah, then you, and then you're done. You're like,
it,
all right,
fill with it.
Done.
No, you gotta lock in and do it.
I think
with
that makes
me.
It worse.
You gotta do it at the same time.
You gotta give it a Michael Jackson, Hong Kong. You gotta go,
and you have to scratch it like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You gotta. It's the pinch and roll. The pinch and roll.
Yeah, of course. But I do like to separate. I like to separate the bat wing. I separate it out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Make it stretchy.
Nice, dude. And then stretch you get the clamps that hold your bed sheet corners together, yeah, and you wrap them around your legs so they could keep them nice and fanned out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those little things, you know, that keep bread fresh. Those little, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, bro. You know, the ins and outs, intricacies of...
Wait, have y'all seen Jackass 4?
Yeah.
When they put those, like, their dicks in between the plates and they like squashed them together.
Yeah.
And then they played tug of war with their dicks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's like plexiglass.
Yeah.
It's like the, I didn't know your dick could literally flatten like that.
Me neither, dude. That, when I it's mean, soft. Dude, they're always.
But it was like literally science. Not there anymore. It was like completely pancaked.
It was like a. Like
they busted that myth, dude. They busted that myth in that nut.
They were like matzah crackers.
Fuck.
Yo, is there any like. Industry drama, any dirt you can dish. I really want to start some pod beef.
Damn, God.
Is there anybody damn. Is there anybody we can talk shit about?
Yes, bro.
Yes.
Of course, dude. There's look, so many people to be spoken poo poo.
This
about.
Is how this is how you get famous, because then they gotta respond.
Yeah, bro.
And then it gets tractions because people gotta see both sides of the story.
I think big podcast is destroying media, you know? Big podcast. we gotta stop big podcast.
Oh, you talking
we
about
stop?
Are you talking about
pod.
JRE?
I'm talking about all of them, dude. I'm
no, you say big podcast like big pharma.
I want beef with all of them, dude. No, I mean, dude, I'm not gonna talk shit about the. You can't talk shit about anybody, dude. You gotta just be like, yes, everyone's good, awesome. Yes, everything is cool. I love everybody. Everything is sick. I'm a peaceful Zen master.
This guy's smart. He plays. He's wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, why you always want to start beef, dog?
Because that's how you pop off.
But they're gonna watch our pod and be like, they don't even really have beef with us. They're just doing beef just to
get. Yeah, because you said it like seven times.
Yeah.
Synthetic beef. We're gonna create some fucking vegan beef, dude. I got beef with vegans. How about that? Is that cool? Can we start beef with the vegan community? I don't want to eat bugs, man.
We're trying to get Aguacate as a sponsor, so.
All right, man. Yay. Hooray to the holy vegans. We love you. Shout out to the lovely vegans.
All right, well, let's. Yeah,
I'll tell you my latest conspiracy, though. I got beef with that. I want to start a beef with the war, dude, with all the wars.
Yeah, because it's bullshit.
How about that, dude? Yeah. I think that they're AI generated art written by ChatGPT. That's what I think.
Yo,
all the wars
hashtag
are.
War and war.
Yeah.
What about thumb wars? How do you feel about those?
Thumb wars? That's how real war should be decided. That'd be sick.
All right, dude, you win. Yeah.
That'd be good. Exactly. Just, all right, bro. Damn, chill.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Chill I declare out, thumb war.
You got me.
Deadass, I would like to see like a presidential wrestling match.
Be pretty sick.
Why don't
Putin would fucking destroy everybody though?
Bro, he's like a midget, dude. He's
no,
like
but
little
he's like,
as fuck.
Dude, why you pick? Why you don't want to fuck like a big podcast, but you're messing with a whole other country's prime minister?
He's like, yo, everyone's good. Everyone's good. Everyone's chill. Putin's a midget. Yeah. The one person I don't want to talk
bro,
shit
at
about.
Least when I go over Michael whatever, J. Dude. Fox, he can't do anything.
Just,
you know
just,
what I mean?
Honestly, bro, I just hate how everyone's like, oh, no, Putin. Oh, no. It's like,
you think no, I just think him against Joe Biden. I mean, Putin knows
well,
how to wrestle at the very
dude,
least.
Biden doesn't count, dude.
And you got but Justin Trudeau from Canada, that little pussy. Dude, he's definitely going down.
I think Putin could fight the whole U.S. Senate by himself.
if we had Biden out there, they'd have him with like an exoskeleton and like some sick ass. Like,
yeah,
like,
I bet he'd be like the
like,
craziest
like
final
insane,
boss.
Dude.
He looks like fucking Lex Luthor fighting Superman.
Can't you?
He's gonna be like in a mobile suit.
You messed with the wrong buddy, guy, Buster.
When you hold something near and dear to your heart, and you want to go to the bathroom, and
yeah, that's right,
and you're near and dear to you.
I can't hold my pee, but I can hold you really tight.
Biden being president makes President Snow look young in the Hunger Games.
I never see.
It looks like you're about to cry.
No, I have some. Well, so my secondary plan, aside from starting pod beef, is just, you know, I'm just embraced. We're just going to keep saying highly offensive things until we offend a certain group. And they call us out.
These are like all negative ways to gain
attention.
Oh,
you know, hey, you know who I fucking hate? JoJo Siwa.
Yo, fuck that bitch.
Bro, I hate that person for no reason. I'm just mad. I hate him. I hate the person. I hate the music. I hate the product. I hate the energy. I just hate it. Everything. Stop.
Did you say him?
Who's that?
Or whatever the fuck they identify. I don't care. The JoJo Siwa?
No, who's that?
Hey, can you pull it up for us, Matthew? Can you?
No, because I don't want to. She's already on my feed too much. I don't want to search her name.
Bro. Yeah, that bitch is embarrassing.
JoJo Siwa. Okay, I never heard of this person.
Yo, her
it's
head.
It's the female Jake Paul.
Her head is humongous. She looks like a human bobblehead.
Oh, shit. Okay. She's a female Jake Paul. That's insane.
See, this is what I was talking about. We find someone.
But Jake Paul is more redeemable than this bitch somehow.
You know who I like on Instagram? Though? You know who I like on Instagram lately? Is that guy Davis Clark. You guys know him? We're absolutely locked in with the heavy hitters. Going to hammer away some spreadsheets today, guys. Who is it? Is it this dude? The Swedish-looking guy? Oh, this chick? With the weird-ass fucking Nerf glasses on? Why is she wearing these fucking glasses?
Hey, would you fuck her?
I guess.
Damn.
Okay, still straight.
Not sure.
She is the worst, and she just put a song out. She only has one song out on Spotify, Karma, and Britt Smith put it out in 2012 or 14.
This guy is in the rabbit hole.
Yeah, and and it's the same exact song, word for word. One just has newer production than the other, but now Britt Smith's is charting.
Well, the thing
and
is,
already passed this girl's.
Good. Because it sucks.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Well, she's absolutely hammering away at these charts, guys. I tell you. She's absolutely hammering away.
Nah, bro, let's talk about Sean Millis, bro.
Yo, Carlos is watching the charts like it's a motherfucking stock.
Dude, I love Sean Millis, bro.
He's like, yo, this bitch is climbing.
Sitting at this table for one. A cold sweat. You know who that is?
Let the fart out, bro.
The constipated guy on Instagram?
No idea who this guy is, bro.
You know what we're talking about?
You guys got a different algorithm.
I follow a lot of musical artists, and a lot of them are horrible.
Matt, you're just waiting there for the conversation. He's just like,
What is he? What do you want? Say something. What, man?
See, my shit's just good comedy. It's just amazing comedy because everyone in comedy is good. There's not a bad comedian that has ever existed.
Sitting at this table for one.
Yo, you follow. Hey,
I know what you mean.
You follow Lil Duval?
I don't know, but
yo, I fucking love his posts.
Yeah. Yo, I think Lil Duval, like, If you got a social media starter kit, especially as a comedian, I think you need to be following Lil Duval.
Mm. All right, hell yeah, check him out, dude. I mean, I know that he's just like a troll and shit, right? Like,
no, he's a legend.
Yeah,
no, not the way I spell it.
Who am I looking up?
Sean Millis.
Sean Millis. You're absolutely hammering away at these back shots, guys. Let me tell you, I'm locked in and I'm hammering away at these back shots.
Yo, I never want to see that face again. Holy
all the comments are like, yo, fucking take a shit already, buddy.
I'm hammering away at these back shots. I just want to see a video of him like where he's there. He's just getting dogged out. He's like, let me tell you guys, Chad's behind me, absolutely hammering away at these back shots. And he's here for the heavy hitters. He just always says the same bullshit.
Yo, I want to know how you came up with that hemorrhoid bit, because that shit was fucking gold, dude.
How did I come up just having hemorrhoids, dude?
I've had them too.
What's the bit?
Can I? You want me
go for it? I don't even fucking remember, honestly, dude. That's just some shit that I said off the cuff.
I sent it to you? Yeah. Did I send that to you?
No, you didn't send that one to me.
I sent them four other ones.
Oh.
Sitting at the table. I was just like, one.
Hell yeah, dude. I don't know, dude. I just, you know, I have hemorrhoids. I have hemorrhoids. They suck. They're terrible and they hurt.
Better than a hemorrhoid suppository. Way better.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You gotta put the IC in the butt, dude. That's the only way it works, bro. I'm telling you. Instant release, bro. Better than a hemorrhoid suppository. Way better. What? You guys aren't cool enough for that, dude. You guys aren't ready for my hemorrhoid material, dude. I got 20 minutes on hemorrhoids, and you don't want to hear that shit, dude. Yeah.
Wait, I want the 20 minutes.
Oh, well, no. All I said was, after that, my hemorrhoid material is as big as my hemorrhoid. It's like too big, like, you know? Yeah. Yeah, dude. I mean, yeah. You just want to talk hemorrhoids, dude? We could talk hemorrhoids to the fucking all day, bro. Honestly, man, I love talking hemis, bro. I think hemorrhoids are like male periods, you know?
Have you ever had
once a month?
Have you ever had two hemorrhoids at once and it protrudes like a tongue is sticking out of your butt?
Bro, my shit looks like a half blown balloon, dude. My shit looks like I put a balloon in my ass and someone blew out a little bit of
just,
it.
It's fucked up.
Imagine this. Imagine a hemorrhoid. It's two of them like that.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah.
Well, I thought I was dying when I had my first hemorrhoid.
Yeah, dude.
I was at Dave and Buster's.
And you're there sticking shit up your ass like,
ah! How old are you? How old are you, bro? How old are you?
I was 20.
You were 20 when you lost your hemorrhoid virginity? Damn.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah,
that's
I was almost 300
young.
Pounds, so I got up
oh,
there.
Shit, dude. Good for you, bro. You lost mad weight.
I've never had one.
You, Yeah, but you're fucking, look how squeaky clean you are, dog.
Yeah, but all this guy,
you're the shiniest, all this guy moist, does most moist
eat
man.
All this guy eats is Dunkin' Donuts and Monsters. How does he not have a hemorrhoid?
But he doesn't, diet, dude.
He doesn't drink and, you know, yeah, we've abused, you know, drogas in our past.
Yeah,
so.
The alcohol and the drogas definitely induced the hemorrhoids.
Alcohol and ice cream jerking off, dude. Those are the three hemorrhoid-induced
hemorrhoid starter
activities, bro. Yeah.
Why jerking off?
Jerking off, dude, because your asshole just kind of prolapses a little bit after you come.
It's
dude.
God's punishment. You're like, ah. Oh. He's like, oh, yeah? You want to play with me, bitch?
Yeah, exactly.
Retribution.
100%. That's what happens.
But you can't do this to me.
I think I pop. Yeah, bro. You know what it is, dude? I think if what you say, you just eat Dunkin' Donuts and what else?
Monster.
Monster? I think Monster.
Pop-Tarts.
I think, no, if you look at Monster, I think like 15% preparation H in Monster. It's like it coats you from the inside.
Yeah. You know, for all those crazy ass ingredients that are on there, I'm sure preparation H is definitely on there.
It's good for you. No, it's good for you, dude. It's good for you.
Man, but I panic when I get them. I panic, so I buy everything. Yeah. I buy the dude, I buy the suppository. I buy the cream. I buy the...
No, the suppository is like the number one, bro. You throw that shit up in there, dude. 10 minutes later, you're just like, ah, yeah. So good.
You know what's crazy? I've never like treated the hemis. I've always just like hopped in the shower and let the hot water hit it like at an angle. Yeah. For like 20 minutes and then go about my day.
Nah, dude, you got to coddle your hemi, bro.
So yeah. You just kind of be in the shower, just cheeks just flared out?
Yep.
That's not that hetero, dude.
Listen, bro, I'm straight.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of mad. Having hemorrhoids is straight as fuck, dude, honestly. Okay, having hemorrhoids, okay. You get baboon ass, dude. You get dirty baboon ass.
Also, having a dirty ass is straight as fuck, too.
So straight, dude.
Yeah, if you got dingleberries and a hairy
that's
butt.
That's a man ass, dude. Yeah.
That's what I like.
You gotta give girls breakfast dingleberries, dude. Breakfast dingles.
Yo, everyone else online gives unsolicited medical advice. You know, Monster prevents hemorrhoids. Drinking
Monster
a day will prevent hemorrhoids.
Yeah. We'll keep the hemorrhoids away. A Monster away a day will keep the hemorrhoids away.
That's right. And definitely quote me on it.
Monster away, kill hemorrhoids.
Yo, yeah, but whenever your crowd work is always like so good. Like, well, when that lady was reacting to the hemi talk, like you were just like on it instantly.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I'm a reactor, dude. I definitely try to like
nuclear.
Feel like I'm there. I like to be present as much as I can when I'm on stage. You know?
Is that something that comes naturally
instead of like thinking about your material?
Or you had to practice it a lot to be able to get in that zone?
No, I think, dude, the more time you spend on stage, the more comfortable you get just harnessing every aspect of stand-up. Like, you know, the more minutes you get up there, the more hours you get up there, and the more that you try different shit, the more comfortable you get in, like, throwing the plan out the window and just adapting to a whole new fucking, you know, thing. Because, like, sometimes I'll go up there with a plan and then, you know, a minute in, 2 minutes in, I'm like, fuck that shit. I'm doing just a completely different set now.
Yo, stand-up is just like sex. That was a goddamn allegory.
Sex is definitely easier, I think.
I don't think so, dude. Fuck, bro. Shit.
I'd be fucking, dude.
Speak for yourself, brother. Damn, dude. You got methods and shit.
When you're
muffins,
when you're in a group of people and anything you say makes them laugh, and you just keep go on this roll and you just keep working it and working it and working it and working it.
Yeah.
How much does that relate to when you're actually up there?
It depends. You can get in that flow. Like, yeah, 100%.
I think that like you're comfortable up there and like this thing that you do normally here. You could feel the room. Oh, they're receptive to it. You already know what to hit them with. And you just you're just natural. It should, you know, that's the comfort.
You know? It comes with time. Like, obviously.
It doesn't
happen overnight. You don't start off like that. Maybe in the beginning, you'll get a couple glimpses of that sometimes.
Yeah.
And you'll have a totally inflated, delusional version in your head of, like, how it played out versus how it really looked. Like, I watched, like, videos of myself when I first started and shit. And being like, man, I remember thinking, like, I fucking killed. And it was like, ha, 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 just a couple laughs you know?
But it was the first laughs.
But
it was the beginning of the laughter.
Yeah, dude, but the more you do it, then, you know, the more comfortable you get with that. And then you start hitting that fucking flow state for real, you know? It's like fucking Tai Chi, bro, or Tai Bo, or Billy, you know, whatever the fuck.
That's my next adventure. Comedy's gonna be my next adventure. I should start now because it takes 10 years to be good.
You're fucking hilarious. Go for it.
Yeah, bro, you should start now for sure. You don't want to like take like there's no waiting, dude. Like the longer you take to start, the more people will have started before you.
Dude, now is the best time for you because if you go on stage with your hip and just walk. Like, for sure, you're already gonna be funny, dude.
It's like I'm doing that dance from All the Single Ladies, but I'm just stuck in that position. Do we have a segment?
Yeah, dude, we got segments, we got segues, we got motherfucking topics. Wait, what, dude? One-stop shop. Hey, you guys know those 30 for 30 documentaries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to see a 30 for 30 about the last season of Game of Thrones. Behind-the-scenes interviews, expose, dramatic music, drama, blame being assigned specifically. I need to see a last season Game of Thrones 30 for 30. I think it's been long enough.
But 30 for 30 is for sports.
This is for fantasy sports, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Sports fantasy.
It's like the format will fit perfectly.
A documentary. You could just say a documentary because that's what 30 for
30
is.
30 for 30 style.
Did you watch? I didn't watch Game of Thrones.
But they're all different styles because they're all different directors. Finally.
Somebody else hasn't watched this.
Like, no, I watched like three seasons of it. I tried
fuck,
to get into it.
I haven't
it.
Watched any of it.
No, I tried.
I know, the incest got me. I was out. Like, fuck exactly. Yeah, I love this incest.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I never watch anything while it's popular.
Me too.
Yeah. I watched Breaking Bad like right after it ended. And it came out on Netflix, and then that's when I watched it.
Yeah, back in the day, like
2012. I've never watched it.
No, so Breaking Bad was what, 9 seasons or 8 seasons?
Nah, it was like 5 or 6.
That show's about Sean, I'm pretty sure. 12. Sean and...
So
Sean and Matthew, that's Breaking Bad right there, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Science, yo,
that's
bitch.
Mr. White, that's Jesse. Yeah.
Yo, that's Walter Halloween White is Jesse.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Halloween.
Heisenberg.
Fucking science, man.
So bitch. Like, it's 8 seasons, whatever. So let's say I watched all 7 seasons at the time when the 8th season was about to come out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, like, that was my timing to watch it. And then I was like, oh, shit, I should have been watching this all along. It really is good as everyone said it was.
Did you watch El Camino?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it sucked.
What?
I thought that shit sucked. Dude. I thought it was so unnecessary. It's just like completely
what is that?
Unnecessary.
Is that
the movie that they made?
It's a sequel to Breaking Bad.
Well, I want to argue that it was.
I don't think that guy's a good actor. Jesse
Plemons?
Aaron Paul?
Yeah. I think later he became one, but the first season is a horrible actor.
Well, yeah, because, well, actually, most of the acting in that first season was kind of cheesy.
He was a good actor. That's just how his character had growth. That's just how...
Shut
the fuck up, bro!
Dude, he invented iconic lines, though. Mr. White!
Yeah.
Mr. White! Bitch.
It's just the pacing. Man. His pacing is just
he
so
had this weird way of
bad.
Talking.
Dude, his fucking wardrobe, his stylist killed it, dude. Yo, got a fucking 3XT from Kmart every single day, ready to go. You know
what was the guy's name that owned the gas station? He was like, fuck you, Baklavan. And your eyebrows.
Oh yeah, damn. Ringing around back to the eyebrows.
I fucking love that show.
You love eyebrows?
Yeah, dude.
That's my favorite part of girls.
Fucking
really? Yeah. Honestly, girls do like it when you give them like a really obscure compliment like that, where you're like, you have such feminine ears.
You have such a subtle forehead.
It's like your nostrils are like the perfect size.
Yo, honestly, they love that. Yeah. They do.
Yo, has anyone ever told you have a really nice collarbone?
Yeah, for real.
No, your clavicles fucking, are coming out so nice.
Dude, your lats are going crazy right now.
I don't know about that. Hey, dude. A gym girl, maybe, yeah.
Hey, dude, it looks like you have a dick with a boner and it's tucked away with your belt.
Yeah,
it looks like you're going to pee through your pants.
You just got to go, baby, your dick looks so good. Your dick looks so good.
Yo,
right,
you have really nice tendons in your arms. You look healthy.
Honestly,
I think that would work if you went up to a hot ass chick at a bar and you're like, your dick looks amazing right now. She'd probably be so like confused.
What are you talking about?
It's like pouring water on the motherboard of a computer. She'd be like,
I love how the hairs on your arm aren't that dark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go, dude.
Yeah, that's the one. That'll fucking kill it, dude.
That's game right there, bro.
Yeah. Karma's a bitch. Karma's a bitch. Pipi kaka, Jojo Siwa. Yo.
DJ Empire.
Damn, son.
Where'd you find
this shit? Damn, son. Exclusive.
This feels like the loading track for like a Hello Kitty minigame or something like that.
It's so loud.
Can we turn up louder?
From Shrooms to Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram featuring Sean and Carlos.
I bet Matt's like Matt loading that track. He's like, they're gonna fuck with this track so much.
You know that meme where it's like when you're waiting for someone to give you feedback on a beat and it's Jonah Hill in that one movie. You know what I'm talking about?
What movie?
Oh fuck!
You didn't even do anything for me to know the movie.
Yeah, I know. You just said it.
No, because it's like,
is that where he's going? I guess.
They're no, it's like feedback. Jonah Hill, like in front of a keyboard, yo, and there's two speakers behind him.
Jonah Hill's whole fucking discography.
Oh, that's the movie where the movie where he's like somebody. He's like the son.
John C. Riley's in it.
John C. Riley's is like dating a woman, and that's her son.
Oh, fuck, dude! Zeke or some shit.
And he
like,
produces
yeah.
music or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's just like standing there, like.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. Yeah.
Yo, Sergio, for you being here, I try to harvest the most fucking provocative memes I could fucking find, dude.
Okay,
most
provocative.
It's gonna be like Hogwarts.
Oh fuck!
Dude. Can you full screen it for us?
What is that? A cup of piss or something like that?
It's not.
No.
Vodka Papa John's.
There you go. Thank you. Go. All right, you got this. That's you.
Vodka Papa John's. Papa Young's. No, dude, that because we had this kid in our high school named Skrelno. He had like this
Skrelno.
Yeah, he was Skrelno? Called. He was called.
Isn't
Skrelno.
That the guy that He-Man fights?
He was called that's Skeletor. He was called Skrelno because he had like this weird protruding elbow thing. And I mean, high school kids are brutal. This is just the reality of nature, bro.
And he had a lot of acne.
He had a pizza face.
Protruding elbow like fucking Marrow from the Morlocks.
It's hard to like. Yeah, I mean, it just. Kind of like he just had like an extra bone, like it just like went out. He kind of had like a blade, like he could like cut you.
You look like a bat. Like if he elbow you, it was protruding. Yeah,
he cut you, dude, for sure.
I would have learned how to fight with it,
bro. What if he could like retract it in and like shoot it out like a fucking bullet?
Yeah,
that's literally the power of Marrow from the Morlocks.
Or like the guy from No Country for Old Men with the
air gun, like a mantis shrimp.
Bro, I remember the one time.
What was his name? No, wasn't it?
Skrelno.
No, what was his name?
His name was George. George.
George. Yeah, the George. Poor kid, man.
Dude, Baba George.
I remember. Yeah, he would always say Baba Yon, tu Baba Yon pepperoni, mommy. That's how he'd order his pizza at lunch. But one time we were at Lincoln Road, and for some reason we all just started tickling him. Bro, and his laugh, it sounded like he had never laughed. It was crazy, dude. It sounded like he was trapped in his body. I never heard someone. It was like, yeah, no, it was like that. It was like.
Like very, very confused laugh,
dude. And then I remember Edgar. Someone recorded it on their phone, and it was their ringtone for like a year. It was hilarious, dude. Fuck, man. The shit right, you got, when you're in high school.
I got it. Vodka Papa John's garlic sauce shot with Parmesan rim. I live outside of God's sight, and by consequence, outside of his love.
All right, but tell me that wouldn't be fucking fire, though.
That wouldn't be fire.
That'd be pretty gnarly, dude, honestly. Garlic sauce shot with Parmesan
rim. This is how I know you don't drink at all, bro. All
right, what about dipping the pizza in it?
No,
the vodka, no. It would just ruin the pizza. Either way, it's ruined. Dude, the Parmesan rim is really foul.
I mean, that is disgusting.
That's crazy.
That is disgusting as fuck.
Next.
Bro.
So that gets a scroll no?
Yeah, that gets a scroll no, dude. That gets a scroll no. Scroll
no. For big tobacco.
This is Sean loading up his fucking Zen every day.
Yeah, bro. Honestly, I'm on the tip where I want people to stop vaping and start smoking cigarettes again.
Yeah.
I'd prefer that.
Yo, if you watch the show The Gentleman on Netflix, it'll make you stop vaping because it shows you how cool. emasculating it is.
Oh, yeah.
It is pretty fucking gay.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not hetero at all.
You said it like four times as part. We're going ham, dude.
I could never be in a superhero movie because if the supervillain held me up by my neck, I'm gonna come everywhere.
Facts. In your case,
honestly, that'd be sick though. I feel like they'd be able to like really give me a good alignment. You know, like, I want the supervillain to just. I kind of tell him where to like you know get my L5.
Like, can you like just? Yeah. All right, and then
right there, and then perfect. Oh, thank you so
or
much.
Like this.
Yeah.
Hot ones, but instead of spicy chicken wings, it's progressively harder drugs.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, bro.
I'm definitely up. Yeah, but you got to put the ecstasy in the butt for sure.
What would be the
first? It's going to be like a 9-hour show, though.
It would be like Zen. Like you start off with
that's
the Zen.
Level one.
Zen. No, that's too pussy. You got to start with something a little bit better than that.
Start with a brew, dude. You start just with
a White Claw and then an IPA.
Yeah, the classic gateway.
Okay, yeah. White Claw, IPA, Coke.
Heroin.
No,
heroin's like 8.
Oh, I guess it's like first weed after, you know.
Weed. And then Adderall.
Then Coke.
Coke.
Then you gotta drop some shrooms in there.
And then Xanax.
Yeah. Then some ecstasy.
Yo, I just wanna see someone and then, go up there like Conan.
And then meth and then like, crocodile.
And then a little bit of Trank and then some Fenty.
The big Fenty.
Some Fenty.
Yeah, and then Fenty.
Yeah. And then chicken fingies. Then you get some chicken tendies.
And at the end, you get the chicken tendies.
Yeah, that's important. Never forget chicken tendies.
The world if shoddy wasn't like a melody in my head.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Go ahead, Sergio.
Instead of Helldivers 2, it was called Freak Divers 2. And instead of spreading democracy, they spread their cheeks.
Fucking them Terminids up, boy.
I don't know shit about video games, bro. Yeah,
I mean, I haven't played any of these games.
Do you play video games too?
Oh, there's only one game, actually. It's just Helldivers.
Yeah, stop trying to be cool. You literally played this game, Carlos.
Yeah, you're a dick.
I've never played that. Yeah, I have PS5.
I don't play video games. Yeah, I have a PS5. The newest.
I'm playing system. Just Cause. I'm the just playing newest, Just Cause.
The newest Dude. System on the market. But I'm not
trying to flex or anything like that. I feel like the fact that I can't play video games makes me dumber because I have ADD. Like I just can't even focus for more than like 10 minutes.
I mean, I have to smoke like an insane amount to really sit down and enjoy a game. So yeah. I kind of understand that.
Yeah.
Shoddy is a minute. Wow. Told a white boy that they have no culture, and he proceeded to sit down with a plate of coleslaw and turkey burgers, about to watch Lost Cartoon Media iceberg videos as he told me, read him and weep, Buster. I wept that day, for I had spoken too soon.
Yeah, never speak on my fucking culture, dog.
Turkey burgers.
I like turkey burgers. Beast burgers.
You
ever had a Boone, Jake, and Beast burger? Go ahead, Matthew.
All right, you want to be the cop?
Yeah, I'll be the cop.
It's not illegal.
Cop staring at my trunk filled with creamy peanut butter. It's just so much!
But it's not illegal.
No. No, it's not.
That was good. That was a good read. That was a good read, dude. Remember, class, anything can be art, except what Bobby drew today.
Bobby has created the opposite of art.
That's pretty great.
I like how their eyes aren't in their face. I don't know if you saw
space fascists and sand penises.
Like the eye. The
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, that's cool. Space
fascists.
and sand penises.
This is like
Dune.
What
Dune
should be called.
Yeah. Also, worm poop is cocaine or something. I don't know.
The Spice, dude.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
You didn't watch Dune, Carlos?
Yeah.
Yo, Dune was fucking awesome.
I want to watch part two.
Oh, you haven't seen part two yet? That's what I meant. Yeah.
No, I saw the first one, and I'm waiting for it to be free.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be free.
It's out there. It's on HBO now.
On HBO Max?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right.
Hit the mushrooms and watch it, dude. It's fire.
Got called, quote unquote, big man by a barista once.
I like this one.
Loved it. Rode that high all day. Got called, quote unquote, big boy by a waiter today. Awful. 0 out of 10. The vibe is in shambles.
This one is perfect, dude. Yeah, bro. I was a barista and I would call people big man all the time, dude. or boss, dude. You gotta call people boss, dude. They love it. Especially when the guy is younger than you, dude. It's the best, you know?
Yo, instant chub.
Damn.
Bro, the economy used to be so decent. People thought you might be gay if you had roommates. If you had a roommate.
It's facts. Okay. Okay. Tough crowd. Her skin was like porcelain. Toilet face, they called her. Yo, this just reminded me of Taserface from Guardians of the Galaxy.
My name is Taserface.
Tell him. It was Taserface.
You telling me this beef was stroking off? Oh, wait, Tone, yes, you telling me this beef was stroking off?
Stroking off, I get it. I get
stroking
it.
Off,
I didn't see the off.
Yeah, yeah.
You tell me this beef was stroking off?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you heard me, Tone? I said, you're telling me this beef was stroking off.
RIP Poly Walnuts, dude. The
best. Oh, yeah, he passed, bro. Mm.
The best.
Too much beef stroganoff. Take the red pill or the blue pill.
It'll help you excel faster. Yeah, use Excel.
But take this pill. It'll help you excel faster. A little Addy.
Zen.
That's the starter kit.
You know what's crazy? The second I started like buying Zen, I saw it everywhere. I didn't see it beforehand. Like I went to the smoke shop. I'm like, hey, do you guys have like nicotine patches? Because I wanted to use the patches instead. He's like, no, we got pouches. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
How did you start your?
You didn't know what
nicotine,
a pouch was.
No.
How did you start your nicotine journey? What was
cigarettes.
Your entry? Cigarettes.
Yeah.
And then what? And then vaping or?
It was cigarettes and vaping because I started smoking when I was like 15.
Cigarettes and vaping.
And this was only like 10 years ago, so.
Okay. So you started with cigarettes and vape.
Yeah,
and
like then, simultaneously.
And then now you're trying to get off of it through Zins.
No,
or?
I'm just cycling my addiction. Now I'm just addicted to another thing.
Oh, okay, all right. So yeah, you're like, at least let's have some variety with my thing.
I definitely want to quit though, but it's just like I don't know.
Is Zin like the doggy style of ingesting nicotine? Like,
yeah,
it is like instant.
Yeah.
What's crazy is when
so it's the doggy style, dude. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It feels better. Does it feel better?
No, but like when people really try to, when I give these to people that smoke, like Carlos has tried one. You've tried one, right? And you fucking, it like instantly burns your mouth. I don't get that at all.
Because you like probably built a tolerance to
it. Yeah. But even when I first started them, I wasn't getting like.
It's because you're bred for dip.
Man, I'm bred for dip. No pun intended, bitch.
Bred for dip. That's a bar.
You're bred for dip.
I've never actually dipped, though. That shit looks fucking gross.
What's so different from what you're doing?
You're literally putting like dirt in your fucking mouth. It looks like it completely coats your saliva.
And you spit.
This doesn't make you spit.
You spit anyway.
That shit, Zin just looks like little baggies of coke.
You spit all the time.
It looks like gum. It
looks like little bags of coke. Dude. Yeah. I'm always like, yo.
Yo, have you tried playing? Have you tried
one day, hopefully there's some coke in it just to keep opening them all the time.
Have you tried playing Zen in your butt
yet?
Nope.
Oh. Booty hole.
That's the spice, bro.
Honestly, well, yeah, that's like they do coffee enemas, so they'll probably start doing some Zen enemas.
I actually want to try a coffee enema.
Yeah, you want to give that a go?
I want to shit everything out.
My sister was talking about it.
Can we vlog it for the pod?
You should, sure. Definitely. Yeah, yeah, that's good pod vlog.
I'll do it for sure. I'll vlog it.
We could do it. We'll both be in the bathtub. We'll both do it. We'll both aim our assholes at each other.
Knees to knees? Like knees, knees to knees?
I saw, so you could recreate two girls, one, or tub girl. That's tub girl right there.
Oh, God.
But, dude, I saw one of those that show, My Strange Addiction.
Tub girl? That's so disgusting.
Two guys, one enema.
Oh, bro, my God.
Fucking,
Man, the internet isn't like that anymore.
Yeah, it's not.
You have to go on the deep web now for that shit.
You gotta know where to look.
No, you just gotta go deep into Reddit. But, bro, I saw... I saw that fucking show, My Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
And they had one about coffee enemas, and it was about a couple that they were like, we're addicted to coffee enemas. And it was so funny. They followed them on a scene of them going and go get their coffee at like the Whole Foods and shit. And then the woman's like, you know, I prefer a light roast to put in my ass, basically. Because I think it's like more, you know, it's more of an upbeat. And the other guy's like, no, I like a French roast more.
I like a French roast. It's like,
you're putting it in your ass, dude. You're not tasting this. I mean, it's for my ass.
I love when they're fighting over the bathroom.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's my turn. I'm not done yet. And they can't have a job. They can't have a job. They have to work from home.
Yeah, of course, dude, for their coffee enemas. They got to do it like 12 times a day.
They do it three to four times. But they're probably lying. They probably do it like 5 times a day. But that's like hitting a rock.
So I'm saying,
I've talked about that episode on this podcast probably like 10 times. Say.
What episode?
That exact episode.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, you talked about it?
No.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
No, that's all. And you know the popcorn one?
It's a great one.
The guy's addicted to the popcorn bags, like fresh out of the microwave.
Just smelling them, right?
Like fresh out of the microwave. Yeah, he just smells them and he doesn't eat the popcorn.
He just huffs the fucking butter.
Yeah. And
yeah, that show is so funny,
all that shit,
dude,
is bad for you. You know, but like popcorn, microwave popcorn is horrible for you.
Yeah, like what isn't at this point?
That one person that like huffs the. Go away. Are you playing it?
Yeah,
that's funny. And it'll hit you way harder. Okay, yeah. All right. See, popcorn. He doesn't even eat the popcorn. He like huffs the whatever's in it. Like after right when it's fresh out, he's like, and he doesn't even eat it, but he's addicted to that. So, TLC. Strange Addictions. One of the episodes is a couple, Central Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. They, all right. We were just talking. They do coffee enemas. They have to work from home because they do three to four.
Well, that's so weird. It's like deja vu.
What is an enema?
It's when they turn coffee.
I was exhausted by that question.
I'm tripping out right now. It's tripping me out.
All right. So what they do is they get like a pot of coffee and then like they use gravity to funnel it.
Do you talk about the French roast?
Their butt. So you know how girls.
I like that. That's why I didn't stop you. I was like, oh, what does he have for me?
Okay.
I've never heard of that.
That
you play me all the day.
Have you ever heard of that? Well, I went to Miami Beach Senior High School. Those people were fucked up.
It's different out there on the beach.
So this it's a couple and they're addicted to coffee enemas.
All right, okay, that's enough of this.
Because it bypasses your liver. It doesn't filter, it goes straight into your bloodstream.
He breaks down the
science. Also called boofing for the bros out there in college.
We're gonna boof it, bro.
Boof coffee, dude.
I'm just a girl. No, you're actually
a
bull. No, you're actually a bull in the Merrill Lynch thundering herd. My managing director said, as I slobbed on his knob.
What? See, these high intelligence bring us Niplo.
Like,
well,
this is like fintech.
I want to know the Channy DeVito.
Channy DeVito. May I interest you in a game of Uno? Except we gonna play a little different. You will be unconscious and tied up, and I will be inside you, and there will be no Uno cards.
Okay. This is like complete shit post. Dude. Yeah, it's an absolute shit.
Did that go low IQ enough for you?
Me asking everyone how they like their burger before I cook them all exactly the same.
Self-love is gay. Yes. Always hate yourself as much as you can.
This is the theme, bro.
Fax machine.
Love myself, a man.
That's gay.
Gay. Real themes.
White man can't understand what it's like to be under attack.
Do you want a checkpoint?
I hate that girl.
Yeah, everyone does.
Me stretching my foreskin over my Nintendo DS screen.
It's crazy that you can just put words together like that. My grandkids in 2067 say, hey, watch this meme. Okay. One puts his robot finger up to my brain implant. Zap. I spend 10,000 years falling through a tunnel of knives, screaming, literal hell. Zap, snap to reality. It's been 10 seconds. The kids are laughing hysterically.
That's fucked up.
I think in the future, memes are going to be like hieroglyphics, like, you know?
Yeah, like how we see hieroglyphics now, you mean?
Yeah,
no, exactly, I think it's already going that way with emojis and GIFs.
Were you able to decode the Channing DeVito?
Yeah, exactly. Dude, they're going to really be looking at memes and try to decode, like, what was the meaning of this? What was the significance?
But imagine the black guy with the think,
you know, the black guy like that.
Table it, for
it's
one.
Already going that way in the sense of you could string three or four emojis together, and I'd look at those, and I know what you're saying
in text. No, I know, but future cultures are going to be thinking, what the fuck were they saying?
If they kiss, would their faces be locked into each other?
And I love how they give the diagram
of the trailer hitch. I'm on the last episode of this shit. It made me start playing Fallout again.
That's what everyone's saying.
I haven't seen it.
It's pretty good.
I'm like on the third episode.
Does it have a Twin Peaks vibe?
I don't know. I never watched Twin Peaks.
No.
Have you seen it? Any of it?
I watched like three episodes of it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fallout. I've seen Twin Peaks.
I don't get it.
When you can finally see the truth, your medication was stopping you from seeing all along that you're gay.
When you can finally see the truth, your medication was stopping you from seeing all along.
Is that just like a fucking anti meme or whatever?
I don't know. That's like a shit post, yeah.
I will be sucking on your clit, making your legs shake as my tongue goes deeper in you.
This might be a mood killer, but I don't have a clit.
Really?
Yeah, never had one.
You were born without it? Yep. Those your pussy still feel pleasure?
No, I'm a guy. I'm a guy.
Which I mentioned before, about four times, but clearly reading is not your strong suit. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Does your pussy still
damn, so he just like cold started with, I'll be sucking on your clit. Oh God. Simon Cowell. The best idea I ever had was that each band member should have his own distinct public persona. Past boy bands were too hung up on the Chinese concept of
Xinjai
or all under heaven. So they strove for unity and assimilation to better be in harmonic alignment with the emperor. Sure, it worked for the Backstreet Boys, but the teens of 2010 just weren't interested in Neo-Confucianism anymore. This was way too long to read.
So it was just informative. It was just informative.
It's satire. He didn't say that.
I feel like he definitely could have.
Gaming terms are weird. Like, oh, you're carrying me? What's next? Gonna hold me gently? Cradle my head in your hands? You gonna kiss me? Is that our strategy? Tough crowd.
I don't game enough, dude.
Maybe the real treasures in life
are the screenshots we take along the way.
Nice. They're garbage. And to my great-grandchildren, I leave 42,567 screenshots.
How many of them are accidental?
The majority.
No, they're all on purpose, and they're all memes.
I'm not a big meme. I'm not a big memester. No.
You guys hated it today.
Yeah, dude, you're so good at reading the room. I'm fucking so proud of you, man. I wasn't feeling it. It's Sergio's fault mostly. He really just enforced what we already thought about it. So
sorry. What are
you
no, you know what? Me, it's because I did. It hit so hard last week that like I got too comfortable.
Yeah, you gotta have the shit weeks to have the good weeks. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, sometimes
you're not always gonna win, Matt.
We gotta send him more. We gotta send him. We could, you know. We should
see, like, Niplo was a hard hitter. Yeah. Channing DeVito was a hard hitter. Yeah.
Fuck, now Sergio thinks I'm a fucking idiot. Fuck!
Yeah, dude, that's it, bro.
I didn't know my mic.
Don't worry,
guys.
Sergio thinks that Sergio's an idiot, so you're fine, dude. It's okay.
I've never met a smart person in my life, dude. Everyone's dumb.
Yeah, that's what I say.
DeVito.
So, yeah, it's been a great...
It's been fun, dude.
It's been really fun, and I'm so happy we were able to schedule... And make it happen and have you come out. I'm going to be a lot more of a better friend and more supportive. And when I have a chance, I go out to your shows.
Oh, dude, you don't have to, dude. It's fine, bro. I love you. I love you anyways.
Yeah, man. I know. It's unconditional.
We're good friends no matter what, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of you guys being good friends, so you guys were naked in that pool together?
Yeah, man. It was lovely. What a vibe, dude. What an experience we had.
That was
your bachelor party.
That was my bachelor party.
We started it off.
I thought you were gonna say that was my quinceañera.
No.
We busted into his house and beat the shit out of him with baguettes, dude. Remember that?
Yeah.
With really rock hard French baguettes.
Like old stale ones?
Yeah, with old stale baguettes. Dude. So, some of them we were like, this one's actually too hard. We gotta get one that's a little bit softer.
Yeah. And then they also like brought like a Bluetooth speaker and they were like blasting music and
Yeah,
that was cool. That was nice.
It's a vibe, dude. Yeah, it was a vibe. We went to Magic City Casino and I won like $600, dude.
I had to go to urgent care the next day.
Why?
Because we did so much.
Oh, we did so much
things that we shouldn't have been doing. Yeah, I got so sick.
He had two broken ribs.
From the
baguettes.
From the baguettes.
Oh, I thought maybe it might have been baguette related.
I broke out.
Like, what happened? Baguette related injuries.
I broke out in hives.
For real?
The next day, yeah. And I was like, maybe I'm allergic to the stripper, the stripper's cream or whatever.
Oh, dude, you know what it was, dude? We were in that hot tub naked together, bro. You got my dick juice, bro. My bad dick
juice. That actually cleared up a bunch of my back acne, so that wasn't the case. Yeah, when I remember meeting a stripper there, because we went to Booby Trap after.
Uh-huh.
And we exchanged numbers, and she was like texting me. And then I went to my wife. I was like, babe, I got this number from a lady. I forgot. She's talking to me. She just wants a reservation at the Sylvester. That's it. I was like, dude.
That's so funny.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. So, yeah. Anything else you got, Matthew?
No. Yo, Sergio, appreciate you coming back on, man.
Oh, dude, man. This was a blast, man. I love to shoot the shit with the homies whenever we can. And, yeah, dude. You know, shrooms to Skyrim, bro. To the moon, bro.
Boomies. Wow.
Start your own crypto coin, dude.
Nice, dude. Shrooms.
Shark coin.
Yeah, dude. Charcuterie coin.
Charcuterie.
If you made this far, follow me on Instagram, Magic City Pacino. That's it. Magic City Pacino.
Shark coochie.
Charcuterie board.
It'd be very fucking poor view of you.
Yes.
Poor view. Poor view.
Easy, guys. One at a time. I know everybody loves our podcast. It's from True Sky with Matthew and Hiram. We are here. All right. Yes. One question at a time. One question at a time. Guys, relax. We know. We're amazing. Sean, is it true you're sleeping on a futon, Sean?
Oh! Big man, cake man.